Penguin Random House Audio presents Becoming Steve Jobs, The Evolution of a Reckless Upstart into a Visionary Leader by Brent Schlender and Rick Tetzeli. Read for you by George Newbern. Author's Note: The reporting and writing of this book is the work of two authors. The two of us have worked together for years, going back to our time together at Fortune magazine. For Becoming Steve Jobs, we spent 3 years researching, interviewing, reporting, writing, and editing together. That said, in the narrative you're about to read, we decided, for convenience's sake, to use the first-person singular throughout to refer to Brent. Brent is the one who had a relationship of almost a quarter century with Steve Jobs. So using the word I made it much easier to tell our story. Prologue. You're new here, aren't you? Those were his first words to me. His last, 25 years later, would be, I'm sorry. Already he had turned the tables on me. After all, I was the reporter, the one who was supposed to be asking the questions. I had been warned about the unique challenges of interviewing Steve Jobs. The night before, over beers, my new colleagues at the San Francisco Bureau of the Wall Street Journal had told me to bring a flak jacket to this first meeting. One of them said, only half-jokingly, that interviewing Jobs was often more combat than questioning. It was April 1986, and Jobs was already a journal legend. Bureau lore had it that he had dressed down another journal reporter by posing this straightforward question: Do you understand anything at all?